The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Sling.
Whoa! Put that thing away.
Right. Well, it's a little hard to get to my. I'm actually getting a little more emotion and movement in my shoulder since I tore it a week ago. One of the things that's difficult, though, is reaching my mouse. What did I used to call it, Richie? My clicker.
Your wand. Magic wand.
My magic wand. Right. Exactly. All right. So now it works a little bit better. And we can work into some of the areas. Headlines from today's show at DougStephan.com, which features, by the way, as usual, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn, Los Angeles, Kenny's in San Diego. I'm on the farm in Massachusetts. And how many people will see the picture, the endearing picture that's at DougStephan.com today of these two young girls who are saluting at presumably some event, Memorial Day, celebrated around the world by men and women who are in the service. Certainly it is a federal holiday here. Men and women who have died while serving the United States of America in our armed forces. How many of you actually have somebody in your family that has, I have in my family, and I wonder if Richie does in his family, Jennifer, your family, Kenny, your family, someone in your family, in your bloodline, who has lost his or her life because they were in a confrontation, in a war, in a theater of war?
Injured, yes. Lost, no.
Mm-hmm. Kenny?
No. My dad was in the Korean War, but I don't think he was even injured.
Jennifer?
Seriously.
In my immediate family, lots of people have served, but everyone came home.
You haven't lost anybody. Okay.
Right.
So I'm the only one here who has a relative that was lost. I've mentioned many times.
Your namesake, right?
My namesake, the man for whom I was named, Dudley Walker Morton, was the commander of USS Wahoo. Sunk more Japanese tonnage, first half of World War II. He was called Mush. Because he talked like he had a hot potato in his mouth. He was a slow Kentucky talker, and when he talked, apparently, listen, I never knew him. He was dead 3 years before I was born. My father knew. My father had great respect for him.
This was your father's brother?
No, it was actually on my mother's. No, scratch that. On my father's aunt's side of things. The man she married was the brother of Dudley. And we had a very small family.
Can we get this in writing with a graph?
Yeah. Isn't that
so important? Your dad's aunt's husband.
My dad's...
Your dad's
husband. My father's mother died when he was 4 days old. His father ran off somebody. My father was an orphan, and he lived with his aunts in a tenement building in South Boston. He was there were two males, I believe three women in that family, and they all raised each other because there was a problem with alcohol and that family. It's a long story, not important. But the one aunt married a man who had come to Boston to go to Harvard. And she had a pretty good education, and they married, and he stayed here. And his brother was Dudley. So his name was William, the brother Dudley. I was named Dudley William for the two of them. I'm proud of Dudley. William was a buzzard and a real bad guy. But I don't know, don't use that name much anyway.
Yeah, so you got a little bit from each
side. I got a little bit from each side. Yeah, exactly. So the reason I asked that is because when you look at the history of Memorial Day and the celebrations that mark those who have died, it started because of the American Civil War as a way of trying to bring the two sides together. It wasn't until actually 1971 that it became an official holiday, whether you know that or you don't know that. Most people remembered the dead by going on this day to place flowers on the graves, mostly, again, relatives who had garnered respect from the family. And then it broadened out, certainly, so that all Americans could express themselves in a way that seemed to have some meaning. I said this earlier, Richie. There aren't a lot of holidays that we have that have really significant, special meaning that we really understand. I think there are a lot of people that pay lip service in many circumstances. So I'm going to spend a moment here, if I may, sharing 15 memorable quotes that pertain to the preciousness of our freedom. That is very much a focus and very important, because a lot of people don't know what the true meaning is of this day. And because I believe that it's not about cookouts, I believe, I said this earlier, Richie will laugh, if I were king of America, there would be no cookouts, no barbecues, no boat rides, no special trips, nothing. This is a day of solemnity. This is a day that is aimed, it seems to me, the original charge here was that we wrapped ourselves around those men and women who have protected the essence of what we decided to do back in 1776, or even before that, when we decided to declare our independence. So there are 15 quotes that are posted at DougStephan.com. I'm going to go through a number of them with you in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's a craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Basket was Boston.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Getting it done. 888-302-3684 on Good Day. Email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. And also we have a connection, obviously, from Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. 15 memorable quotes posted at DougStephan.com to remind you about your freedoms. Mark Twain said, patriotism is supporting your country all the time and your government when it deserves it. Pretty important distinction, isn't it? The government is not the country. The government does not deserve support in general. And there's no better example of that than the Veterans Administration. Bob Marley said, Richie, Better to die fighting for freedom than be a prisoner all the days of your life.
Buffalo soldier.
Joseph Campbell said a hero is someone who's given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. General Patton said it is foolish and wrong to mourn the men who died. Rather, we ought to thank God that such men lived. That's pretty true.
Mm-hmm.
President Roosevelt said, in the truest sense, freedom cannot be bestowed. It must be achieved. Very smart. A gentleman named Francis Walker. Don't know who Francis Walker was. We came not to mourn our dead soldiers, but to praise them. President Garfield said, for love of country, they accepted death. President Reagan said, I don't have to tell you how fragile this precious gift of freedom is. Every time we hear, watch, or read the news, we are reminded that liberty is a rare commodity in this world. Amen to that. President Jefferson said, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. That also, and needs, it isn't just from the enemies who are outside, but those who are in our midst, among us. Thomas William Parsons wrote, on thy grave the rain shall fall from the eyes of a mighty nation. I think that used to be the case. I don't think it is anymore. I don't think half of the people in this country give a damn, frankly. I don't think they even know what heroism is all about. The younger you are, the less likely you are to have any knowledge or any connection to what this day is about.
It's all about your own personal bubble.
Yep. President Coolidge, Smiling Cal, said heroism is not only in the man, but in the occasion. President Eisenhower said, a people that values its privileges above its principles soon lose both. Man, was he smart, wasn't he? Beware the military-industrial complex. A people that values privilege above principle loses. But look at Congress. Look at who's running the country. Look at the privilege that is more important to most of them than our principles. Is it not? Look at the decisions that are made by political parties, people who are into the system. The party is more important than the country. That's a sickness, and it's a rabid sickness that Eisenhower speaks to, and that is so prevalent today. He was so smart. He had so many things right. Where is he now? President Washington said, guard against the imposters or pretended patriotism. Guard against the imposters of pretended patriotism. Guard against the imposters of pretended patriotism. Underscore, underscore, underscore. Daniel Webster wrote, although no sculptured marble should rise to their memory, nor in gravestone bear record of their deeds, yet will their remembrance be as lasting as the land they honored. And one wonders about the lasting focus. Is it? Are we? Can it be that this country lasts forever and ever and ever? Or have we sown the seeds of our own destruction by putting our men and women at risk in Afghanistan, in Iraq, some of these other places that have, Vietnam had no business. Look at the fall of the European, the strength of European countries came apart because of their involvement in Africa and Asia. Look at what happened this weekend, by the way. Woo! You see the election results, the weird stuff happening in Europe. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Songs that ought to strike a chord with us today, Memorial Day, Johnny Cash.
I'm a flag waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I worked hard and I fight hard for the old red, white, and blue. And I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
When I hear that, I remind myself of a man that I had a great life with in my earlier years with my Uncle Sam. He was born... Are we all right, Rich?
Yeah, we're fine.
All right. On the 4th of July, Sam Mayo, David Paul Mayo was his name. We called him Uncle Sam. I started calling him Uncle Sam, and I don't know why, when I was about 8 years old, and it stuck. He was always called Sam and not David. Wonderful human being. God, I loved him. And he was not in the service, and I don't think anybody in his family was in the service.
He was just your Uncle Sam.
He was my Uncle Sam. So, there's Johnny Cash with the song of the Patriot. Next up on our list of patriotic songs that are very appropriate for this Memorial Day, Toby Keith, the American Soldier, Jennifer. Different from the tone of much of what he has recorded.
I'm just trying to be a father, please a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready. When the wolf growls at the door, hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor.
Toby Keith. Song that was number one during the Memorial Day weekend, 1967, I want to say, when John Wayne was starring in
Fighting Soldiers from the Sky.
Story of the Green Berets. This song never made it into the movie. Interestingly enough,
men who mean
songs.
Just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret.
And then, of course, there's Bobby Vinton's
Silver
Coming Home Soldier. This will be played a lot today.
I'm coming home.
Around the
I'm
country.
Coming. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Coming Home Soldier.
Home. I'm coming home. Coming home from across the sea. Home, I'm coming home. No more marching.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, will your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Celebration of Memorial Day. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program live on Memorial Day, as is the tradition, the case when I feel very strongly about this being a public service, this program being a public service, and therefore I believe strongly that we ought to be on the air. I ought to be on the air. Everybody else decides on their own whether they want to be here on a real holiday. And Memorial Day, I think there are maybe five real holidays, legitimate holiday, maybe six. Certainly today is one of them. 4th of July is one of them. I'm not hot on Labor Day. I think Veterans Day has been totally abused. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, those are the days that I'm happy to be here when being of service is important. The men and women who have served our country, the difference is really, if you go back a little bit, Richie and Kenny and Jennifer and I have been talking about some of the really unique or distinguishing features that Memorial Day brings us, sort of puts our head in a different place. You know, the average length of active duty by military personnel during World War II is 33 months. Today, it's what? The active military duty, you have to re-up, but if you're in Afghanistan for more than, what, 6 or 8 months, that's a lot. Iraq, I think, same thing, although there were a lot of people who went back 2, 3, 4 times. But the average length of active duty in World War II was 33 months. The proportion of U.S. military personnel who served abroad during World War II was 73%. Average time U.S. personnel served overseas during World War II, 16 months. So it didn't. Active duty was 33 months, overseas 16 months. I find that interesting. Estimated number of women who were World War II veterans, 210,000, 4.4% of World War II vets. Who knew that? I bet you most. I didn't think that was reality at all. More Americans died in the Civil War than in World War II. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial Richie first proposed by Jan Scruggs, a 29-year-old Vietnam veteran from Bowie, Maryland, began the fundraising day May 1979 on Memorial Day, put $2,800 of his own money into it, and that's how it gets started.
Wow.
Now, look at how many people go to that.
And if you have never been to that wall, it's a powerful, powerful place.
Amazing. The amount of money that is expended for veterans' benefits, close to $100 billion. And look at what happens with the money. The VA. Somebody has suggested, and this is going to be a reason for discussion and debate, the Congress has appropriated $4 billion to add the men and women who are in the VA system into the regular health care system. So why do we have a VA hospital system at all? Why are we building all these new hospitals? And the cynical side of some would say this is another outreach for the Obamacare. I mean, you can think what you want. I just have discussed it, the whole thing, frankly. It's just ridiculous. Just ridiculous. And today is a day. This is sort of akin to it. How many people knew how many? I found this out last Friday. I hadn't really paid much attention to the number of Americans who are on disability, whether it's service-related or not. The number of people who are on some sort of collective activity, supposed disability, the numbers of people who are getting checks from the government every month because they are disabled.
It's like half now.
Yeah, our parents and grandparents would be about that.
Yeah. And I think it's an appropriate conversation for today because there are many men and women who are in the service who have legitimate disabilities that aren't getting any treatment.
Right. They get lost.
Not getting any money.
They get lost in the mix.
Yeah.
Because everybody's on the plan.
It's disgusting. So, Richie, through his conspirators,
our sister organization to the network here, the American
Veterans. It's more fun when you say co-conspirators.
I know. There are recorded histories. Rich and some of his colleagues have done audio and video. If you go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org, you'll see and hear some of these. We've picked out three that will go for a minute or two each. Some of them, well, these are all very compelling stories.
These are some of the more recent stories from Iraq and Afghanistan that we've tried to highlight these people over the past several years. And if you go to the webpage, Ken has it up on DougStefan.com, you can see we just have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stories and oral histories from some of the vets. And these are three of the vets who have fallen in service to our country. The first one here is Chris Kyle, who was the most lethal sniper in American history. He was a Navy SEAL and actually was killed trying to help another vet who was dealing with PTSD.
Navy SEAL Chris Kyle never thought of himself as an American hero or even an exceptional sniper. But as millions know now, he was both. A veteran of four tours of duty in Iraq, Kyle saw combat in all of them, for which he was awarded the Purple Heart, the Bronze Star, and the Silver Star multiple times. Most remarkably, as a sniper, Kyle was responsible for 160 officially confirmed enemy kills. In 2009, Kyle retired from the Navy in order to spend more time with his family and wrote a best-selling book, American Sniper. He also devoted time to helping veterans in need. On February 2nd, 2013, he was fatally shot by a young vet suffering from PTSD who he had tried to help. Following his death, it became apparent just how great the legend of Chris Kyle had grown. An outpouring of grief saw thousands of people line the 200-mile funeral route from Midlothian to Austin, Texas. In an emotional tribute, Kyle's widow, Taya, said Chris was not interested in the number of kills that he had. He would have been interested in the number of lives he had saved. Saving lives was his only motivation. In the months since his passing, it's become clear the universal respect that Chris Kyle earned during his too short life. For his outstanding service in Iraq and for his support of those who served alongside him, the American Veterans Center remembers Chris Kyle as a recipient of the Paul Ray Smith Award.
So imagine though, the what do you suppose went on in that man's mind? Never mind the fact that he lost his life in a sort of needless altercation. And that's a whole different story about PTSD, as we know. But what sort of thoughts must go through his mind that he killed that many other human beings?
That's what I thought was interesting is he always looked at it as, I'm saving the lives of my unit. Mm-hmm. Because somebody's hiding up there behind a rock with a missile launcher,
yeah,
getting ready to shoot three Humvees. Mm. And I got to him first.
It's a horrible just commentary on the state of humanity, isn't it?
The next one is Kimberly Hampton. She died on January 2nd, 2004. She was the first female military pilot killed in action.
Hmm.
Native of Easley, South Carolina, Kimberly Hampton was an honors graduate and champion tennis player at Presbyterian College. While in college, she joined the Army ROTC program, becoming only the second woman to serve as the school's ROTC battalion commander. After graduating, she attended flight training and served in South Korea and Afghanistan. She was made commander of Delta Troop, 1st Squadron, 17th Cavalry Regiment before her deployment to Iraq in 2003. Captain Hampton would be killed on January 2, 2004, when her helicopter was shot down near Fallujah, Iraq, the first female pilot to be killed by enemy fire in U.S. history. She would be posthumously awarded the Bronze Star, Air Medal, and Purple Heart for her valor and sacrifice.
Wow. There's something to think about. Women growing up who decide they want to do something. Like that. I have a very close friend who I think I've told the story, frankly, a number of times. She was the first female pilot, she and female, that's redundant, of the U-2. And her job was to fly over Iraq 10 hours a day at 110,000 feet in the U-2 and track Saddam Hussein. They knew where he was every minute of every hour of every day.
Which one of the 10 of them?
The real one.
Yeah.
They knew where it was because they knew the license plate of his car, and they could see the license plate from the YouTube. It's so amazing. My God. And that was, Evans, this has been at least 14, 15, 16 years ago when she was doing that.
Yeah.
So, and she became a pilot for United, and now she has just finished her medical degree and is a, I believe, going into orthopedic surgery. A pretty amazing woman, frankly. All right, so last story, Richie.
Last one is Michael P. Murphy, a Medal of Honor winner who was killed in the Anbar province of Afghanistan in 2005.
Upon graduating from Penn State, Michael P. Murphy passed up a law career to serve his country as an elite Navy SEAL. On June 28, 2005, Lieutenant Murphy was leading a mission to capture an enemy commander in Afghanistan when he and three other SEALs came under attack from a large, hostile, and well-trained force. In an effort to save his comrades, Lieutenant Murphy exposed himself to enemy fire in order to create a clear channel to call in support. He would be mortally wounded, along with fellow SEALs Matthew Axelson and Danny Dietz. For his valor, Lieutenant Murphy would be posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor, the first awarded during the war in Afghanistan. Then, in October 2012, the destroyer USS Michael Murphy was commissioned in his honor.
So the memory of three, there are 30, there are 300, there are 3,000, there are 3 million. There are so many stories to be told, and this just gives us a reason to pay more attention to what's going on today, the formal observance of Memorial Day. Maybe you'll see a lot more poppies around today. If you're having a picnic, think what Henry Ward Beecher said. The unthankful heart discovers no mercies, but the thankful heart will find in every hour some heavenly blessings. So even though we have lauded these people for perhaps destroying the lives of others, the lives that they took were, for the most part, lives that had little meaning or the meaning that they had was, shall we say, spoiled by the vagaries of ideas and idealism that is misspent sometimes by people who just grow up. I mean, I feel sorry, actually, sometimes for you think about some of these people and what they're, how they're indoctrinated into the ways of murder and mayhem when they're still in elementary school. That's what they are. That's the only thing they know. They're trained to become servants and slaves and sacrifice themselves to a horrible cause, as we have people that thankfully will stand up and fight for what we believe to be the right, just cause. It's 13 before the hour. Jennifer, give us a television update in just a moment here on Good Day.
I've had the hardest time finding someone who loves me for me, not my money.
I just want to find the perfect match.
Finding the right car insurance company can be daunting, especially if you've been burned in the past. Visit Geico.com to find the policy destined for you. One devoted to saving you money, making your life easier, treating you like a princess or a vegan warlock, whatever you're into. Your perfect car insurance company is out there. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
The buyers at Lumber Liquidators just secured unheard-of deals direct from the mills on top-quality laminate and vinyl flooring for their laminate and vinyl flooring liquidation sale going on until this Tuesday. I'm talking over 80 different laminate floors on sale, 12 under 80 cents a square foot, including donor oak for just 49 cents. Get great deals on bamboo and hardwood flooring, too, like pre-finished solid red oak for just $2.59 and 10% off Morningstar bamboo. Go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find the store nearest you.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Severe storm season is here, and recent studies show that the cleanup and repair from a lengthy power outage due to severe weather can cost homeowners more than if they'd taken preventive steps to prepare their home before the storm. Amanda Grandy with Briggs & Stratton has more.
The cost of being without power can include spoiled food, basement water damage, appliance repairs, and even extended hotel stays. In fact, homeowners can incur costs from a single prolonged power outage that are equal to several times the cost of investing in a standby generator.
Any other advantages to backup power?
A standby generator can give families peace of mind after a hurricane or severe storm. New technology is making backup power more affordable, and today's compact units can quickly pay for themselves. Installing a home standby generator ensures that these losses don't happen every time a storm knocks out your power.
For more information, go to BriggsandStratton.com. That's BriggsandStratton.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Hi, Jen. Netflix developing a new series about Queen Elizabeth the Tooth. What's the story?
The Tooth. Yeah, Netflix already chronicles the American government with House of Cards. Now they want to go into the UK and their political system with an upcoming series based on the life and reign of Queen Elizabeth II. It will be called The Crown, and it'll be written by Peter Morgan. He wrote The Queen, which was a 2006 Oscar-winning drama, and no idea yet on who might play the Queen. The idea was maybe Helen Mirren, but no actresses yet attached to the project. The budget is $1.68 million, and it's going to begin filming next year.
What else?
All right, Ryan Seacrest may have some competition coming up for New Year's Eve. Will Smith is throwing his hat into the ring.
Really?
His company, Overbrook Entertainment, is working on their own New Year's Eve television special. He wants to do it from Miami and include David Beckham, who's a soccer player, among others, with the project. Now, Dougie, I know you're a fan of the show The Good Wife.
Yes.
And actress Juliana Margulies said in an interview that she was actually the third choice for the starring role in the show.
Really?
The other actresses that were put before her, Helen Hunt and Ashley Judd.
Never would have done as good a job as she did. She is the good wife. She is the good wife.
She is.
She is the good wife.
The good wife. All right, 51 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Ken Kronhaus to join us. Dr. Ken is one of the medical advisors on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. He has credibility. He's got lots of credentials. Is that the same word twice? Credibility and credentials. I suppose they one would go hand in hand with the other, don't you think?
Nice to be redundant.
It is sometimes. Dr. Ken brought to you in part by the folks who bring you through stem cell technology a way for you to get rid of the bags and puffiness under your eyes. Ken is happy to explain the sort of medicinal side of this.
This is a nice solution. Good news, summer is right around the corner, and this summer you can reclaim a stronger, healthier head of hair. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're still losing your hair prematurely in the shower, on the pillow, or in the brush, then I have one word for you, Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, proven to work on the 3 main causes of hair thinning safely and without nasty side effects. Daria from Boston says, I just finished my first Provia order. My hair was very brittle, but now I can comb it without it breaking. It has grown thicker and fuller, even with color treatments. Provia works for men and women and is safe for treated and colored hair. Great results guaranteed, or your money back. Order Provia today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for even faster results, absolutely free.
And here's how you get Provia, which is really what you want to know, right? You heard Ken extolling the value of virtue. You call 800-822-6145 for Provia. 800-822-6145. 6145. It is the way for you to have your hair come back and stay where it is. Or not where it was. I guess where it was versus where it is, right? 800-822-6145. All right. So, Ken, the prostate cancer problems, we're always talking, there isn't a week goes by. Ken and I do a couple of hours every weekend, live East Coast time, 7 to 9, with medical advice, and we're always getting questions about prostate cancer. And you hear these stories about dogs being able to detect cancer. Apparently, they have a special sort of thread when it comes to detecting prostate cancer.
Well, it seems like medicine is going to the dogs, though. This is out of the annual meeting of the American Urological Association, right here. here in my backyard in Orlando. These highly trained dogs are able to detect prostate cancer in the urine with, are you ready, 98% accuracy. The dogs were taught to recognize prostate cancer specific volatile organic compounds in the samples. These are items that just smell in the urine. Dogs have incredibly sensitive noses, and I don't know if the urologists are going to bring their dogs to the office and stop doing biopsies, but this is fortunately not yet the community standard.
All right, speaking of cancer news, pancreatic cancer, danger, danger, Will Robinson, in this story.
Out of Cancer Research Medical Journal this week, Doug, pancreatic cancer is set to become the second deadliest cancer in America by 2030. In the projections, if they hold, pancreatic cancer will bypass breast, prostate, and colorectal cancer, ending up second only to lung cancer as the nation's deadliest cancer. So, of course, why is this happening? Well, a number of factors. It's an aging population. It's the relative growth of high-risk minority populations, which this cancer seems to be more common in. Difficulty in diagnosing pancreatic cancer early. The disease tends to start spreading at an early stage, and the need for better treatments. Unfortunately, there's no single identifying symptom, and also the pancreas is hidden down deep in the belly. It's hard to see by a lot of different imaging modalities.
Yeah, but that's very dangerous and fast-moving stuff. When you get it, it's almost always a death sentence.
It's already spread.
Yep. All right, we've had a lot of conversation about drinkable sunscreen. You're always telling people they need to get more sunshine. You don't really have the value virtue of sunscreen on the top of your list because we need more vitamin D, right?
Well, I'm not making this up, but don't waste your money yet on this. Osmosis Skincare, they're claiming this week to invent a sunscreen, Doug, you can drink. It claims to make water molecules of the product vibrate on the skin to cancel out 97% of the UVA and UVB rays. There's no science to back up these claims, yet they encourage people to stop using sunscreen, which is proven to block harmful rays. It is unlikely that anything that can be ingested would give an SPF protection factor of 30, as claimed by these manufacturers, so save your money.
What a killjoy you are. Come on. Let people have a little fun. It might taste good. Cherry-flavored sunscreen. Does that sound yummy?
It's not yet ready.
Not ready for prime time. All right.
So don't drink the copper tone.
Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at gutsyproducts.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.